We welcome University of Maryland Shore Regional Health, bringing us the latest installment of their Ask the Expert series. Joining us in the studio are Christina Wingate-Spence, Manager of Communications and Marketing, along with today's experts, Brian Lutner, Executive Director, and Jeannie Scott, Operations Coordinator at the Cancer Center. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Nice to see you again. Why don't you share with us a little bit of information about Shore Regional Health and what's going on?
Absolutely. As part of University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,500 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I'm very pleased to have two of those folks here with me today, Brian and Jeannie, who will be sharing some information about the oncology services available through the cancer program at Shore Regional Health. And certainly that's a very valuable program and one that's very near and dear to my heart, as I know it is to many.
Most of us know someone who's been affected, obviously, by a cancer diagnosis. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about some of the programs and services available at the Cancer Center.
Sure, Matt. And again, thanks for having us in today. The Cancer Center opened its doors in 1990, and we've been growing in our services and technologies ever since. We're the only nationally accredited cancer center serving our residents here on the Midshore. The cancer program is accredited by the Commission on Cancer, which is a part of the American College of Surgeons, which is a national distinction awarded to us for work done by our team to promote early detection of cancer and provide innovative cancer treatments and support services to patients we serve. It is our goal to offer accessible, comprehensive cancer care services throughout this region, from initial diagnosis to recovery and then survivorship. Among the full gamut of services available to our patients are diagnostic imaging and laboratory testing available in all five counties that we serve, surgical services at all three Shore Regional Health Medical Centers, which are in Chestertown, Dorchester, and in Easton, the Ricard Radiation Oncology Center at the Cancer Center in Easton, which is nationally accredited through the American College of Radiology, our Satchel outpatient chemotherapy available at the Cancer Center, and at the Infusion Center at the Shore Medical Center at Chestertown, our Clark Comprehensive Breast Health Services, which is nationally accredited as well. We also have clinical trials, phase 3 and 4, run by our medical director, Dr. Mary DeShields. A variety of support services, including support groups for various types of cancer, educational programs, nutritional services, oncology rehab, and integrative medicine, and a number of free preventive screening that are offered throughout our region, which include breast, skin, prostate. And soon, and we're excited about this, we will be beginning our lung cancer screening program run by a nurse practitioner through our cancer center. This will help our physicians detect and diagnose a potential lung cancer much earlier in the disease process.
Mm-hmm. Now, we always hear how important early detection is in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. Jeannie, can you share with us some of the screenings that are available that aid in early detection of cancer?
Yes, good morning. The cancer program at Shore Regional Health offers a variety of free cancer screenings each year. In the spring, we partner with the local health departments to hold skin screenings in Cambridge, Easton, and Chestertown. We also partner with the local health departments as well as the NAACP in the fall with physicians throughout our system to offer a free prostate cancer screening. And then we also have a Wellness for Women program, which promotes early detection of breast cancer for women who are uninsured and underinsured.
Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody is diagnosed with cancer and they make their way to the cancer center, what kinds of care and education can they expect to receive?
Yeah, great question. Well, first and foremost, Matt, our focus is on a positive patient experience by always putting our patients first. All of our team members realize the importance of making our patients and family members feel comfortable and cared for during this important time in their lives. We work with expert oncologists to determine an effective treatment course and ensure that the patient understands their journey. We put all of our patients and family members through a very thorough pre-treatment education that outlines the treatment course and gives them many answers to the questions that they may have. Now, during treatment, whether receiving chemotherapy, radiation therapy, or surgery, or all of these modalities, Patients of the cancer program have the support of a multidisciplinary team comprised of many, which includes physicians, nurses, social workers, pharmacists, dietitians, and many more. All of these help navigate our patients through the entire cancer journey. Now, all of our technical team members that treat patients are nationally board certified in their discipline. All of our nurses, radiation therapists, we have physicists, dosimetrists, and many more specialists. So not only is it important to make our patients a priority by the experience that they have, but by the quality of their treatments that we offer.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of this firsthand, so I know that the support services can be just as important as the actual treatment for cancer. Jeannie, can you tell us a little bit more about those services that are available to patients?
Sure. Currently, our patients and all members of the community have access to our cancer patient support group. This provides support to anyone with any type of cancer. We also support groups specific to breast cancer and prostate cancer. We have the Pat Shorter Wig Room, where patients are able to be fitted for wigs. They're able to make an appointment with the wig room coordinator, and all of these wigs are provided by donations from our community. We also have the Look Good, Feel Better program. This teaches patients techniques that help them cope with hair loss and skin changes during cancer treatment. And then the Clark Comprehensive Breast Center has a monthly women's boutique. This provides breast cancer patients with post-mastectomy garments, prostheses, and swimwear to accommodate the needs of pre- and post-surgery patients. The Breast Center also offers a surviving offer support, or we refer to it as SOS. This program pairs women who have had breast cancer with volunteer mentors who are breast cancer survivors. We also partner with the American Cancer Society to offer the Road to Recovery program. This provides volunteer drivers who offer free transportation to schedule medical appointments for cancer patients. And finally, we have a CARES education series. This provides an opportunity for cancer survivors post-treatment to discuss recovery from treatment, cancer survivorship, and the impact of lifestyle changes.
And back to Brian for this one. It sounds as if someone is facing cancer themselves or has a loved one with cancer and they're overwhelmed with where to go or who to turn to for services. The cancer program at Shore Regional Health really is a one-stop shop, huh?
And the answer is yes. When faced with a cancer diagnosis, residents of the Eastern Shore have access to nationally accredited comprehensive cancer care, treatment options, and support services right here close at home, right here in our community.
Christina, where can our listeners find out more about services offered by Shore Regional Health and the services available through the cancer program?
Additional information about the healthcare programs and services offered at Shore Regional Health, as well as more specific information about our oncology services that Brian and Jeannie just spoke of, all of that can be found online by visiting umshoreregional.org. And also on our website, community members will find a full listing of cancer care providers, support services, upcoming screening opportunities. There's also a copy of the monthly newsletter that the Cancer Center puts out with some very valuable information, nutrition facts for cancer patients and survivors. All of that can be found on our website.
Excellent. Thank you for all the information. Christina, Brian, Jeannie, nice talking to you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.